If you look at Wisconsin's overall share of the stimulus package, it's around $9 billion, but more than half of that goes to tax breaks, and another couple billion is being used to balance the state's budget for schools and Medicaid. Take away the roughly half billion that's already been set aside for roads, and there's a little over $1 billion left for stuff like green energy, broadband, or mass transit projects. Gary Wolter of the State Office of Recovery and Reinvestment says the expectations for this stimulus outweigh the money.
The expectations are great, and people have many worthwhile projects and many worthwhile priorities. However, some of those priorities are not being funded under the bill, number one, and two, the demands greatly outweigh the dollars coming into the state. So one of the concerns is that while we have many needs out there, this will not fulfill the vast majority of those needs.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee is expected to vote early next week to approve $42 million in stimulus funding for 49 local road and bridge projects. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.